who over there?
Sure. All right, and you say, I took care of those kids when they were growing up, but now that they're growing up, they've got to look out
for themselves.
All right, and you say, I'd do it for him, but he better do it
himself.
Right. Now, what different kinds of bread did your mother make?
Bread?
Yeah.
Well, she made cornbread, and she made loaf bread and light bread.
Yeah.
And
how about cornbread made in a, when she made it in the fireplace, what did she bake it in?
In a baker, we call them.
Okay. And if she put two of those things in there, you'd say those were two
loaves.
All right. Did you ever call them anything other than loaves?
I didn't know.
How about pone?
Yeah, I've heard that word.
How about corn dodger?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, what is that? What would that be?
Well, I don't know whether there's any distinction. Some people call cornbread corn dodger, you know. Mm-hmm. And
but that could be in a pan as well as a...
Yeah.
As a...
Corn pone, I believe, was cooked in a baker.
Mm-hmm. But a corn dodger could be any kind of corn.
Yeah.
Bread.
It's just the way he'd been used to.
Sure.
Then.
All right. Did she ever make anything dropping it into, dropping cornmeal and maybe little pieces of bacon or something into deep fat?
You mean, what would they call
yeah.
that? Well, generally was fried cornmeal.
Okay.
Say.
All right. And then what about the different kinds of things made with wheat flour? You know, with flour.
Well, they could make a dumpling, you
yeah.
know, and they could make... people were raised on wheat flour, you
yeah.
know, and too much of it, probably some people have stomach trouble.
Uh-huh.
But,
they call that light bread or white bread or wheat bread?
Well, some people would call it wheat bread, and light bread was... light.
I see. And then if you've got bread, if you made the bread at home, you'd call it homemade bread.
Yeah.
What would you call it if you purchased it at the store?
Well, it in my day, it would be light bread, you see.
Okay. And then something made with, take this, it's round and has a hole in the middle. It's fried and deep fat.
Donuts, really?
Sure.
Yeah.
And would it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?
Well, I never seen many donuts, but what would happen?
Okay. And the things you eat with butter and syrup and make in a skillet?
Pancake.
Yeah, did you ever call them anything else?
Well, we had buckwheat cakes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a pancake. And
all right. And if you had, talking about... you can measure things by the, you could say I had half a bushel of, how much would a half a bushel of say a half a bushel of corn make? How much meal would that make?
Well, when you get it tore up, it'd be a bigger bulk,
mm-hmm.
let me say. I don't know just how.
How about much. Weighing it though? It would be.
No, it wouldn't be any difference in the weight of it. I mean, uh-huh. if it hadn't been any loss.
I see.
There might be a little loss in it.
Uh huh. But how much, what would that weigh? I'm just wondering.
You mean, a bushel of corn, standard bushel of corn, is 56 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might take